CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. So much easier to play the ostrich. Bottom line, says the internal investigation at Penn State University, officials knew about Jerry Sandusky's abuse of young boys for years and did nothing. They didn't want the bad publicity.
The report says former Penn State assistant coach Mike McQueary told coach Joe Paterno about seeing Jerry Sandusky in a shower with a boy. Lead investigator Louis Free says he found evidence of Paterno's response.
Quote, "You did what you had to do. It is now my job to figure out what we want to do."
Free wonders
what was to figure out here.
Paterno's family says the late coach never interfered with any investigation. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Wells Fargo will pay at least $175 million to settle violations of fair lending laws and for discriminating against minority borrowers.
About $125 million will go back to some of these applicants who paid the higher fees. Another $50 million will go into a pool of money, which will then be used in eight major metropolitan cities, New York, Washington, and others, to help people with down payment deposits, and also to help in some cases with home improvement costs.
CBS's Bob Orr in Washington. The real estate situation is taking another turn in the wrong direction as banks place increasing numbers of homes in which mortgage payments are late on the countdown clock to foreclosure. Darren Bloomquist at Realty Track.
I don't think we're going to get back to the levels of 2010 when for the year we saw close to 3 million properties with foreclosure filings for the entire year, but it's probably going to get just a little bit worse before it gets better again.
Hackers calling themselves D3 3D say they stole nearly 500,000 email addresses and passwords from Yahoo to warn people how vulnerable they are. Bridget Carey at CNET.
They have used the same type of hack that Sony was dealing with last year when PlayStation users had their information stolen.
On Wall Street, the Dow down about 2 points, NASDAQ's off about 17, oil 85.86 a barrel. Rescuers took off from a helipad in Chamonix, France, to search for four missing mountain climbers after an avalanche on Mont Blanc. The choppers are back on the pad now, the search suspended because of the risk of more snow slides. Now, they know what happened. A climber accidentally caused a slab of ice to snap off. It fell and started the avalanche that swept nine climbers to their deaths and put 11 others in hospitals. The state has told the housing complex it runs in Wrentham, Massachusetts, it made a mistake. Of course, residents may fly the American flag there.
This is just un-American. I don't think that's right at all.
She's originally from Canada, says she wasn't paying any attention to the ban anyway.
But as soon as I can find another one that fits, it's going up. Maybe more than one.
This is CBS News.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
A new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Israel says it stopped a Palestinian militant attack on its soldiers.
Ambulances ferried the wounded to Gaza hospitals as Israeli aircraft and artillery fired on Palestinian militants. The army says it targeted gunmen preparing to launch an anti-tank missile at Israeli troops patrolling the border. The area has been mostly quiet since the Gaza war 3 years ago, but incidents like this carry the risk of an escalation. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Basketball immortal Michael Jordan says he absolutely laughed out loud when he heard that Kobe Bryant said this year's Olympic basketball team could have taken the Dream Team. He said that wasn't so smart. The 1992 Dream Team had 11 future Hall of Famers, including Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, Chris Mullin, Charles Barkley, just part of the list. They beat opposing Olympic teams by an average of 43 points. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You have have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Roofing Pros. Right now at the Home Depot, buy a pallet of GAF shingles, including Timberline shingles with a lifetime limited warranty, and get your entire order, the shingles and any other supplies you need, delivered to your job site for free. You'll eliminate time-wasting supply runs and take your productivity through the roof, thanks to free delivery with any pallet of GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 15th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hello.
I remember that's happened once before. We had that happen once before. Am I on the air? Am I on the air now? Am I on the air? I can check right here. Oh yeah. Okay, I'm good. I'm good to go. All right. So I don't know why that does that every now and then. It just kind of fades away. It says, "Well, I don't really feel like being part of this." And I'm like, "Oh well, but you know, we got to do it together because it's on another computer that I don't have no control over." So now I'm trying to say, maybe this one is the same thing. Let me check it. Okay, hold on. Ready? Let's try this.
People are talking.
It's time for Bill Benica, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. And that one fades away, too. I had nothing to do with the other one. So anyway, but hey, you can tell that you're with Bill Benica. And this is Talk is Cheap, your friend and neighbor network. And I can't even say that right today because I was so stunned by what just happened to me. I shouldn't be. I don't know why. I'm sitting here talking to somebody that's been on radio for many years like myself about old things that happen in radio. And nothing should stun me at all. I told you yesterday that I said this one I know has been recirculated with the current re-election of a campaign of Barack Obama, because I remember when it was originally out. But because someone sent it to me, they took the time, I'm going to read it. Planning his campaign for re-election, President Obama went to see Bill and Hillary for some advice and about his campaign at their home. After drinking several glasses of iced tea, he asked Bill if he could use his personal bathroom. When entered Clinton's private toilet, he was astonished to see that Clinton had a solid gold urinal. Wow. He thought. That afternoon, Obama told his wife, Michelle, about the urinal. Just think, he said, after I'm president the second time, I'm going to have a gold urinal. But I wouldn't have something so indulgent. Later, when Michelle had lunch with Hillary, she told Hillary how impressed Obama had been in his discovery of the fact that in his private bathroom, Bill had a gold urinal. That evening, when Bill and Hillary were getting ready for bed, Hillary smiled and said to Bill, I found out who peed in your saxophone.
3 Tesla, 204 coils, 48 simultaneous channels, 5 times faster, 8 times the resolution, and wide open enough to hold a 550-pound person. What does this describe? The new Ultra High Field MRI just installed at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the gold standard in diagnostic imaging, previously only available at research hospitals. So don't settle for an outdated closed-in scanner with half the strength when you can choose the new Ultra High Field MRI at San Luis Diagnostic Center. If you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Lower cost, more comfort, shorter exam time, and image quality never before seen in San Luis Obispo County. For your next MRI, don't settle for an exam on a 10-year-old machine. Insist on San Luis Diagnostic Center's brand new Siemens Skyra. Call 542-9700. The choice is yours.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
Hearing does really matter, don't you think? It is time to find out about this day in history, according to the Tribune, and find out what happened and the Panthers won it. And our highlight in history: on July 12th, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill passed by Congress authorizing the Medal of Honor, which anyone can now say they have. On this day in 1543, England's King Henry VIII married his sixth and last wife, Catherine Parr. In 1690, forces led by William of Orange defeated the army of James II at the Battle of Boyne in Ireland. In 1962, the Rolling Stones played their first ever gig at the Marquee in London. 10 years ago, the Senate adopted a ban on personal loans from companies to their top officials, a practice that had benefited executives from Enron to WorldCom to everybody else. 1 year ago, a memorial service for former First Lady Betty Ford in Palm Desert was attended by Michelle Obama, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and Rosalynn Carter, the former President George W. Bush, and him. Our birthdays today: comedian Bill Cosby, 75 today. Actress Cheryl Ladd, 61. Olympic gold medal figure skater Christy Yamaguchi is 41. Actor Topher Grace is 34. Country singer-musician Kimberly Perry from the band Perry is 29. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it is yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Take me out to the ball.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. So it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the oval game.
Nellie Kelly loved baseball games, knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they'd play. Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said to Coney Isle, dear, let's go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout, and to him I heard her shout.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, we'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, take me out to the crowd.
Will you loud?
And then buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, break a shop with the crowd real loud.
That'll explain everything.
Buy me soda pop and peanuts and buy Cracker Jack.
A hat'll cost me.
I don't ever care if I never get back.
That's different. We'll root for the home.
For the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame. Or it's 1, 2, yeah, rough.
Your ball game.
Ah, what are you talking about? With my head on fire.
Dodgers and Pods tomorrow on KYNS 1340. I'm Bill Benica. Thanks for joining me today on your new station. I appreciate it. It's a kind of day like yesterday. You know, we expected a little bit cooler weather, but we didn't expect the strange, ominous, weird kind of cloudy cloud things that were going on. But there they are, big time. So we're playing the game. Let's talk about what's happening today. Well, this is an interesting brouhaha. Front page of the Tribune today. No reservations needed or required. All right, here's what's going on. They passed a new law. A bill was passed, and this is allows Indian tribes to, on June 11th, the Bureau of Indian Affairs junked a bush area requirement that Xenon had to be within easy driving distance from a tribe's reservation. So that was this drivability thing. So they said, okay, well, that's out the window. So now what that means is that Indian tribes can open casinos on just property they own. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the reservation, so it can be way far away from the reservation, as a matter of fact. So there's a lot of people that are wringing their hands for no particularly good reason over this that I can tell, except the state of California should be, you know, because they're going to build a big, huge, where do they say we're going to be up in, oh, by San Francisco, they're going to build a big one. And Vegas is probably getting upset. But there's let me read a comment. Here was one comment that somebody had a negative comment about it, and I thought, well, okay, that might be legitimate. I'm not sure. Oh, here it was. In a small desert town of Joshua Tree in Southern California, Victor Fuller said she worries what might happen if the 29 Palms Band of Mission Indians is allowed to open a new off-road reservation, Casino, near the entrance to Joshua Tree National Park. They can do anything they want, said Fuller, the president of the Joshua Tree Community Association and leading opponent of the plan. They could put a 20-story building with spotlights on it, and we would have no say. Now, here's what I don't know about that, and I have to confess this to you. I don't know what the deal on that is. I don't know who governs what happens as far as building codes and requirements on Indian-owned property. Because you know the Shumash Casino is on the Shumash Reservation, But I don't know what kind of requirements they have to go through, what kind of planning they have to go through. Don't they have to go through something? I mean, they'll just throw it together themselves. And who's ever trying to call me on this line, I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not doing that yet until I find out if I can get a rider on the station's insurance, so that I don't have this problem. Which I haven't. I can't help that if the boss isn't here, you know, I can't talk to the boss when he's not here. That's the problem right there. Okay. I know Tom's at the transmitter site because I know that he was playing a joke on me earlier. I remember the last time that happened. All right. So here's this thing about, it's interesting, the Indians went from, you know, having been forced to stay on reservations that were just derelict to now having the ability to have a casino on the reservation to now being able to just buy a new piece of property, declaring it theirs, and therefore it becomes sovereign, I assume. If it's not on a casino, if they own it, I don't know, I don't have any idea about that. I need to know about the law. So, for instance, the restaurant that's in Solvang that was, I don't know that it's owned by them. I think they may lease the space, but I could be wrong. Maybe they own the restaurant and the hotel. I don't know that's in Solvang. It's called Highway 233 or whatever it's called. Is that a sovereign place? Because let me remind you what happened a number of years ago on Shumash at the casino. A lady got run over by her own car. The valet ran her over. And I had her on the show, and she was seriously hurt. I mean, very seriously hurt. And she tried to collect money from the – she tried to get insurance and money, and she tried to get help from the casino. And they said, sorry, sovereign property, you know, we don't have to pay attention to you. And sure enough, they didn't have to pay any attention. So it's this warning, you know, when you're on a sovereign Indian property and you get hurt, you're on your own. So you know that. Okay. I don't think it stops people that want to gamble from gambling, though, I'm pretty sure. Question still becomes, why cannot the state of California say, okay, it's time for us to become part of this? Why do we suffer the way we're suffering? What is the point we're making by saying we don't want to have casino gambling in California? What in the world are we doing to ourselves, and why? You don't hear about New Jersey being in trouble, do you? All right. Social media blazed with a reaction to the report that came out about Jerry Sandusky. The most powerful man at Penn State failed to take any steps for 14 years to protect the children who Sandusky victimized, Louis Free said. And they basically included Joe Paterno, who, even though he said, I had imagined somebody else was going to do what they should do. They basically said nobody cared. I mean, and this was Ann Calhoun's canons the other day when she said these children were not molested, they were raped. And this man kept raping them for 14 years, and nobody stopped him. nobody did anything because they thought the kid doesn't matter, the school matters more. So this report basically just says everything that's bad that you thought it was going to be. That everybody in the top, you know, triangle of people just ignored it and didn't want anything to happen to the university. Just amazing to me. Just amazing to me. Okay. Good news. A gene mutation may stave off Alzheimer's. The rare mutation protects the brain by slowing production of a substance linked to the disease. That substance is called beta amyloid. And so beta amyloid is the driving force behind the disease. So anyway, so they found out that this certain gene that some people have, it prevents it. So that their pharmaceutical companies are working very hard to develop using this anti-stuff, you know, anti-beta amyloid, to try to come up with pills that'll, you know, a medication that will stop Alzheimer's. And so because they've just discovered this, and that's the direction they've been going, but, you know, this kind of verifies to them, even though none of them have succeeded yet in making a thing that works, but this is that they're on the right track, basically, by saying this. And you know what? For people who have suffered from Alzheimer's, for the people that have been around the people that suffer from Alzheimer's, can you imagine what a great boon this would be to fix it? Of course, once again, you know, it could be $1 million prescription that, you know, a lot of people couldn't afford, and so. Now, this idea, can we come up with a cure for things? Sounds good. You know, we all want to see it, but the question then becomes, who can afford it? And that's a little disturbing. Now, here a lady was disturbed. Sally Reynolds emailed her opinion on fixing the downtown city park fountain to pass Rebel City Manager Jim App. She thought that her thoughts on it would remain among her and App and the city council. She was caught off guard when a volunteer on the project sent an email disagreeing with her, copying several other recipients in the process. Now, here's a weird thing. I don't know why. I see this new social media thing. People don't sometimes, they don't get part of it. They don't get the fact that, you know, you may be in communication with an agency or organization, and you say, well, that should be private then. It's not private because they're public agencies, and they have to reveal the information, most all the information that comes their way. Now, here's the part that, to me, is someone's a scofflaw, and that is for somebody to email back that's working, or a supporter of the project or something, where do they say working on the project? For them to email her out of the blue is a little bit a volunteer in the project, send email disagreeing with her. So that's a little shaky. I mean, that's the shaky part there, is that, you know, she has the right to send an email back. But then the question then becomes, we're going to go back to Sally. Sally, if you get an email from somebody who you don't know, why did you open it? Why didn't you just delete it? Because that's another thing about social media. If you don't know the person right away, if you have no idea what this thing's about that you're about to read, I don't care if it went to your regular mail or not your junk mail, but just regular mail, then just click it away. So delete it. So I'm not having to get involved in it. I don't know what that is. I have to tell you, this one feature of Google Chrome I really like, and that's that you can check everything at once and delete it all at once, instead of having to go one at a time. I really like that, because that's generally what I do. Yeah, I have a commercial account, and I have, you know, my private kind of stuff that my friends have my email address. And so the one that has to do more with commercials and commercial activity, that one I get people all the time. I don't know who they are. So I want to know. All right, other things. So know that if you communicate with the city and I would imagine .gov. If it's .gov, chances are that's public knowledge. That's public information. And that's what you would have done probably if you wrote a city council person. Oh, you wrote Jim App. He'd be .gov. So, very interesting. I gotta find this here because it just is cracking me up. I didn't see it at first, and I don't know why I didn't see it.
It wasn't there.
I think it must be in the local section. But anyway, I'll get to it. Well, I don't need to get to it in the local section. There's a news story in the paper today. It's called the Rip Van Winkle story. Somebody apparently contacted the Tribune and said, there's helicopters flying above Johnson Avenue. What's going on? And the reason I call it the Rip Van Winkle report is because they've been doing it for about 4 months. And their commercial Hueys, Huey Bells, and they've been flying back and forth. What they have is an infrared sensor that hangs from the bottom of it, and they fly up and down the big, huge power lines. You know, not the little power lines, but the big, huge ones. They fly up and down those big, huge jobberdos, and they can see if there's any hot spots, and they can know if something's going to go wrong. So they've been mapping out the whole area for quite a while. I mean, really 3 or 4 months. And apparently someone on Johnson Avenue just woke up and said, hello, what are the helicopters doing there? The interesting thing is I spoke to someone whose son is a helicopter pilot, and I think she's used the number $1,300 an hour. I think she said it was $1,300 an hour to operate a helicopter like that. Okay. How's your electric bill these days? How's that smart meter working out for you? Here's what I like about our smart meter. Now my bills, instead of being either completely exorbitant and not making any sense, or high, now they're consistently high. You know, I'm not quite ready to use the word exorbitant, but at least they're consistently high, and I think that they're actually reading the meter. I think. How do we know that that's true? We don't know that's true. Anyway, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say I think that's what's happened, because otherwise I'm not getting the point of what's going on here. I can tell you that. Yeah, I can tell you that right now. Anytime something's called, it's kind of like the smart bombs, you know. Sometimes they're not.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed, because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to San Luis Obispo. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to the Embassy Suites in San Luis Obispo on Thursday, July 19th for 1 day only. Reserve your seat now at richdadcalifornia.com or call 1-800-395-4490. That's 1-800-395-4490. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-800-395-4490 or visit us at richdadcalifornia.com today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
One of the most common places you may encounter noise is at home. Noise-induced hearing loss can occur from prolonged exposure to everyday household items, such as lawn equipment, power tools, toys, MP3 players, stereos, TV sound systems, appliances such as blenders, hand mixers, and food processors, also hair dryers. Listening to these items longer than 30 minutes at loud levels can be dangerous. Have your loved one's hearing checked today. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
Just a moment away, and I'm with you.
about you once again. You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. We play the games that people play. We made mistakes along the way. Somehow I know deep in my heart you needed me. Remembering the pain, if I must say, it's deep in my mind and locked away. Then most of all, I do love you. Still, those memories, times I'm sure we'll never forget, those feelings we can't put aside. Oh, what we had. Sometimes but it's so heavy on my mind. So many dreams that flew away. So many words we didn't say to people. Thank you.
It's no secret that in today's world, the kitchen is the center of the home. That's where everybody hangs out.
Good food, good wine, good friends, it all begins and ends right there in the kitchen.
That's right, Kel. And to help get it started, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath is cranking up our annual summer kitchen sink and faucet sale.
Sounds exciting. What's the deal this year?
It's all about big savings. Everybody's looking for a great deal, and we've got them covered. Right now, we've got all of our top brands like Growy Faucets, Roll Fire Clay Sinks, and Blanco Stainless Steel Sinks all on sale for up to 40% off.
Wow, that's amazing.
If folks are remodeling their kitchen, this is their chance to get some of our best products at our very best prices.
Beautiful sinks, fabulous faucets, all on sale. Dad, you're the best.
Like you said, Kel, it all starts and ends right there in the kitchen.
It's on now, but the sale ends July 14th. Save up to 40% at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's.
It's time for a fractured feature.
That's right, it's time for Bill's fractured feature of the day. It always makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Is that so?
And it's coming up right after this.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Get hooked right there. And our Fractured Feature Day is from News of the Weird, compiled by Chuck Shepard, and it's in the Ticket Magazine today. This is called The Culinary Sleight of Pan. Slaved over a hot stove, delivering gourmet meals to customers' doors is a fast-growing business model with chefs in nearly every large modern city trying to cash in. So far, perhaps only London's brand-new House Bites goes the extra step. According to its press release, cited by Huffington Post in June, House Bites not only home delivers restaurant-quality cuisine, but offers an optional dirty pan service for about $8 extra, where they lend out the containers and the pots and pans in which the food was prepared, thus allowing clients entertaining guests to display evidence of their culinary skills and their hard work.
Thanks, Bill, for that interesting tidbit. I can never get enough of those.
Me neither. I can't ever get enough of those. I love new. Well, do so. Okay, we'll couple more maybe to this day, this Thursday. You're Bill Benneke, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. I thank you for joining me as we do the day together again on this Thursday. And it's supposed to keep getting cooler towards the weekend, so then the fair is going to start, so we know that the record-breaking temperatures will once again befall us, because that is the way of the world and the way of the Mid-State Fair. It all works into one thing there. It all works together. Now, let's see what's going on in some. Let me hit some of these stories besides the Sandusky thing going on. Well, let's tell you what's happening here. I do this because there's another curiosity of this besides just the kind of the personalities involved and, you know, the fact that they're celebrities. There's the whole other curiosity about the Church of Scientology. And a blizzard of reports surrounding Tom Cruise's recent split with Katie Holmes, the one stands out. After years of being married to a Scientologist, Holmes is said to be rejoining the Roman Catholic Church of her youth. Report from the Huffington Post with the decisive headline, Katie Holmes Returns to Catholic Church, has been rattling around the Internet since Monday, but the Internet newspaper cites a long unnamed member of the church choir who claims Holmes has registered as a parishioner of the Church of St. Francis Xavier in New York. Everyone is thrilled to have Kate join us, the church member told Huffington Post reporter, but said she has not yet attended a service, but when she does, she'll be welcomed with open arms. Church of St. Francis Xavier on Manhattan's Lower West Side declined to comment on that matter. So that's just some part of what's going on until I tell you about that. Other things we have going on. Bruce Gibson, who has a degree, a doctorate in geophysics and sits on an independent peer review panel
that oversees PG&E's seismic studies says they're maybe doing it wrong. PG&E's mapping the faulting wrong, mapping the faults wrong, not faulting the mapping of the faults. It's not a false fault mapping of the faults. It's all real. Anyhow, so that's the gist of it. He just says that he thinks that maybe there's a better way to do it. And PG&E goes, no, this is the way we want to do it. And he's going, well, that may be not the best way to do it. And so this is what we want to do. And the U.S. spy agency accused of illegally collecting data. Have you sort of noticed that there's a lot of people in the government that's collecting data on us? Have you paused for just even a moment to think about how many different people are collecting data on us? There's a lot. There's a lot. So this is really weird, too. The National Reconnaissance Office is so intent on extracting confessions of personal or illicit behavior that officials have admonished polygraphers who refuse to go after them and reward those who did, sometimes with cash. Bonuses, a McClatchy investigation found. Disclosures include a wide range of behaviors and private thoughts such as drug use, child abuse, suicide attempts, depression, and sexual deviancy. Who's the judge of that, of course? It's only weird the first time. The agency, which oversees the nation's spy satellite, records the sessions that were required for security clearances and stores them in a database. Lord. Okay. I suppose here's the problem. You know, you want to go to work. You want to get one of these highfalutin jobs, you know, with one of these highfalutin agencies. I mean, you can't say no. I mean, they'll just go, oh, well, okay, there's the door. Don't hit you in the butt on the way out. Very fascinating. But here's my opinion of this, and I'm just not going to worry about it. I just can't worry about it. And I'm not doing anything I need to worry about, so I'm not going to worry about it. I honestly, truly believe that if we can hack into computers and put funny programs in computers in Iran, that I'm sure there are programs that run in this country, you know, that follow certain, you know, flash words or whatever you might want to call them. You know, that are highlight the things that they want to know about, that people are doing. You don't think they don't know what we're doing? There's nobody easier to study than us. We're right here in a free country where we're free to be studied. I've thought so for many, many years. Luke Bryan, the guy that sang the national anthem at the All-Star game, he's apologizing and stuff because he did two things. Now, and I know the guy was conscientious. He wrote down the words, some of the words, because they maybe got confused at some point. And people, it's better than when people totally screw it up. This is my opinion. If you're looking at your hand and you're singing what you're reading what you're singing, we're still better off if it comes out of your mouth right than if you just don't remember what the words were. You never did know them. I think that's really a faux pas. But anyhow, then he looked at his watch. Now, and here's what he said. And I have no reason to doubt the man. I mean, just leave the guy alone. He sang the national anthem. He did a good job. He said that he was a little bit late when he started, and they were timing out having this bomber fly over, you know, the stealth bomber, whatever it was. And so he was trying to see if he was on time with his watch, not realizing that the people on the ground would tell the guy in the stealth bomber, here's where he's at, go a little bit slower or go a little bit faster, do whatever. And they control that there, you know. I think. Because having done the thing out at Los Osos Valley Memorial Park many times, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and having the guys fly over, I have to tell you the truth, I didn't really know when they were coming. They just showed up. So we always kind of hoped it wasn't in the middle of something. I think the ground command was, anytime you're ready. Pretty sure about that. Who else is in the news? Wayne Newton's back in the news. You know, Wayne Newton used to be in the news here locally in San Luis Obispo. He was a property owner here, and so was his manager. And so now there's a battle over a property that he has in Las Vegas. They want to turn it into a tourist attraction. He told a state court judge he will borrow $1 million for upkeep of Newton's 51 Arabian horses. Anyway, they're saying that everybody's been misrepresenting themselves. They're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But more because I wanted to see the spectacle of it, I have to confess. I did go to Neverland Ranch gate entrance. You don't really go to the ranch, nowhere near the ranch. But I went to the thing when Michael Jackson died, just because I really wanted to see firsthand for myself the brouhaha. And it was rather remarkable. I mean, there's no question about it. And they had little trinkets and souvenirs they were selling off. I'm sure it was illegal, but yeah, they were having a good time. But that was rather remarkable to see. Anyway, so I did do that, but I never have wanted to go to Graceland to see where Elvis Presley lived. It doesn't matter to me, really. And Wayne Newton, are you sure? It's, after all, Wayne Newton, who I've often said we all wanted to punch in the nose when the Red Roses for the Blue Lady came out, and he was 14 years old, little fat, pudgy, kid that everybody in Jersey said, take a shot. Anyway. So Wayne Newton, Winona Judd sues her former stepfather. This is one of those things. This is the business. Unfortunately, there's too much money involved. Otherwise, they can go to Judge Judy and get this sorted out. She said that she loaned him money for a home, and he says he gave her the money for a home, her dad. And so now they're in court about that. As though she said, he said, he said, she said, and all that. And that's and somehow Judge Judy has a way of kind of weeding through all that. But at $14 million a year, she should have a way. Okay, and pop culture geeks, that's a heck of a way to say it, but that's okay. I know one of them. Pop culture geeks invade San Diego. 23rd annual convention of Comic-Con kicks off. 100,000 today and 100,000 expected to attend. I'm sure he's going down there. Anyway, the Olympic-sized celebration of movies, TV, video games, costumes, and pop art that began as a humble comic book convention 43 years ago and has turned into insanity. So that's kind of cool. I think that's fun. I don't want to be in the middle of all those people, but I think it's fun that people like to go and that people do that. Once again, I have somebody that's on the phone, and I'm not answering the phone. I can't answer the phone yet. As soon as I can possibly get together with the management of this radio station and RadioCentralCoast.com, I will, and see if there's a way that we can work this out. But you have to understand, I can't. There are people out there that don't like me, and they would try to harm me, through the FCC. No thanks. All right. Well, here it is right here. Here was a story over here. The helicopter observed overhead by residents of the Johnson Avenue and Laurel Lane neighborhood on San Luis Obispo on Tuesday was part of the specific. I don't know how it took that long to notice the helicopters flying around. They've been flying around the whole area, up and down the Edna Valley and over by Johnson. They've been doing it for weeks. Anyway, Golden One Credit Union said they're offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of the man who robbed its branch on Foothill Boulevard May 3rd. God, I wish I knew. I wish I'd tell you. I wish I had some info. If you're going to turn yourself in, tell me first, okay? Tell me first, okay? All right, that's my thinking right there. You're going to turn yourself in. Just say, Bill, you want to turn me in? Okay. Because I could use the 10 grand. By the way, use the 10 grand. So here, this is what I was given a lesson in tires this week because, unfortunately, I needed new tires. So here's the first thing you find out. If you don't have like 14 or 15-inch wheels, where those tires are relatively still reasonable, even though all the tires have gone up quite a bit, if you don't have that, if you have 17-inch wheels on your vehicle, which they put on so you get better gas mileage, that's the reason they do it, there's cars, they used to sell those, and then the people that had the spiffy chrome wheels with little tires and all that, they'd buy those because they looked neater. But on some cars, they're just standard because they make the car get better mileage. So, but the problem is that the tire manufacturers and the tire dealers, I'm not going to exclude them from this, they go, well, we can cash in on this deal. And we can cash in because they're going to charge us more for the tires. We're going to charge you more for those tires. And so the 17-inch tires are like, you have to be kidding me for a set of four tires. I'm not telling you. You have to find out yourself. You're going to be, sticker shock is going to hit you big time. I could have used the 10 grand. All right. Other things are happening. This story was in the news yesterday. I didn't get to it, and I didn't. All I saw was the headline of it. And now that I've read it, I don't know if I would have ignored it or not. A husband accused of torture. Wife says he beat her and shackled her during childbirth. I mean, this poor woman was just burned and beaten for 10 years. For like 10 years, it's just completely insane. So, the guy's on $300,000 bond, Is that enough for somebody that does this? $300,000? I don't think it's enough. I think it needs to be more. I insist on it. I insist. Okay. Other things. Well, this just came in. Wow. Let me pass this on to you. Not quickly, of course. I'm not. Oh, by the way, I talked to somebody about a new computer. Well, I didn't talk to him yet. I left him a note because they said he could maybe do it. It wasn't anybody that I expected. I don't know what that means, but anyway, so that's the deal right there. So let's. Nine have died in a French avalanche, according to police. So we will take even more time to get to the story that I just clicked on and see what they have to say to us.
It starts small. It's Trident gum.
It starts with gum ad first.
It up, pop it in, and all of a sudden, things are happening. It's like this smile for your brain that starts in your mouth. It tickles up your spine and punches you in the face. A good kind of punch. One that lights the fuse that starts the day you didn't see coming. You follow that feeling, and every chew takes you somewhere new. So yeah, maybe it's more than just a little piece of gum. Try it. See what unfolds.
Well, the deadliest avalanche to hit the French Alps in 10 years has killed a group of foreign climbers near the resort of Chamonix. The avalanche on Mont Maudet, which translates as Cursed Mountain, by the way, killed at least 9 climbers. Mont Maudet is the third highest peak in the Mont Blanc range. 4 other climbers still missing, and a rescue operation is underway. Now, this route is very popular with tourists hiking to the summit of Mont Blanc, and I'm joined on the phone now by Alexis Annibal from Chamonix in France. He is with Radio Mont Blanc, and thanks so much for being with us. First of all, can you tell us the latest on the casualties and on the rescue that's still ongoing?
Yes, for the moment, the balance sheet reported 9 dead and 9 wounded people, but the balance sheet may be climbed to 11 people. There is still 4 or 5 people that are missing. For the story, early in this morning at 5:30 a.m., when 20 alpinists take the way to climb the famous Mont Blanc near Chamonix, usually at this moment of the year, there is no problem to use this way and go to the top. Unfortunately, they walk on a plaque avant. It's like the floors are going out under your feet, and so they fall from this point. There is French people, Spanish people, Switzerland people from Switzerland, and German people that are missing.
Yeah, and now tell us about the conditions there for the rescuers.
The journalist that there is on the stage is telling us that the socorrists are starting to stop their search. Maybe the search will be ended really, really soon.
Mm. Now, how popular is this route to the peak? Is it very...
Forget about it. We don't care how popular it is. Now, let me do this. I have to go backwards, though, because I got to find out the name of this thing again.
Well, the deadliest avalanche to hit the French Alps in 10 years has killed a group of foreign climbers near the resort of Chamonix. The avalanche on Mont Maudet, which translates as Cursed Mountain, by the way.
Mount Cursed Mountain. It's called Cursed Mountain. Now, that's really strange, and I'll tell you why. Here's another story from News of the Weird by Chuck Shepard in the Ticket magazine today. Movie cliché come to life and death. Tragedy struck Poplar Bluff, Missouri on June 5th when 5 teenage girls parked their Jeep on railroad tracks at night on a spot notorious in local lore for the ghost train that once killed 2 people. It's hard to imagine this is true, but it's just terribly true. As a train approached at 12:30 a.m., the girl driving tried to start the Jeep, but as in the movies, the engine failed. 3 girls fled, but as in the movies, 2 were not able to unfasten their seatbelts in time and began screaming. One of the girls returned and helped 1 trapped girl escape, but the rescuer and the other trapped girl died when the train hit the Jeep. How weird is that? Anyway, so that's Mount Nasty there, and then you have that. It's like it's all too much for me. It's all too much for me. I got to tell you the truth. All right. Okay. And as you may have heard, Jesse Jackson's son, Congressman Jackson, disappeared for a while, and so it was going. You know, did he go to Argentina? Did he meet his soulmate? Why wouldn't you think that? Why wouldn't you wonder that first? That's the first thing that came to my mind. But that was what happened. Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr. is receiving intensive medical treatment at a residential treatment facility for a mood disorder, according to a statement released by the congressman's office, which attributed the quote to an unidentified doctor. The Illinois Democrat, son of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, the civil rights leader, has not been on Capitol Hill since late May. In early June, his office announced he was taking leave of absence because he was suffering from a medical condition. That's all you're going to say. Probably depressed because his dad's always someplace he doesn't need to be. All right, I don't know really though. That could be it, or it could be something else. That could be it, or it could be something else. Lost an entire section of newspaper. All right, other things. I'm getting in the habit of that. So then we have Pluto, five moons in kind. Now, Pluto's not even a planet anymore. Got kicked out of the planetary system, which is highly disturbing because, the kids today, they got to do all new solar system models and all that kind of stuff. I guess you can just rip off the one that's Pluto. It's the farthest one out, so I don't think anybody really noticed. So you'll probably just clip that one off. But they found a new moon that's only 6 to 12 miles across, something like that. And they're going to name it. They haven't named it yet. So they have named other ones, though. They have some other names for them. Hydra and Charon. Nix and Hydra. Oh, so now one of these people that decide what things are named, which is the astronomical thingy people, something, they say we should do it after, Greek lore there. We should do it after that. If it happened to find more moons, then we pick a different Greek story from Greek mythology, he said in an email. So what we should do is do all the moons should have Greek mythology names. Somebody wanted, Roman mythology name. Okay. Parties take turns blocking Obama plan. Okay. House, it's crazy. It shows back and forth for no particular reason. But there's people who enjoy that, and they enjoy talking about it at a great length. Myself, don't get it. The Gateses, that's in Bill and Melinda, that's what they actually put, the Gateses. What about the Gates? Isn't it G-A-T-E apostrophe S? Wouldn't that be right? It says the post of the Gateses? I don't know. They pledge $1 billion to fund contraceptives. And this is in the third world and places like that. Melinda Gates made the announcement Wednesday at a family planning summit in London, chaired jointly by her Seattle-based foundation, the British government. New funding level represents a doubling of Gates' spending for family planning, in part the topic on a par with some of the foundation's other top priorities, including work on vaccines and treatments for malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV. I'm pretty cool. If you got the dough and you go and you do these things, pretty cool. All right, and the House panel's farm bill cuts food stamps by $1.6 billion. But now here's the thing. So there's a little bit of other stuff. It's like 46 million people at a cost of nearly $80 billion or per year, about 80% of farm spending is the food stamp program. We have a new name for it here in California. What is it called? CalFresh or something? Anyway. So that's the food stamps. So now here's the brilliance that they've finally come up with. Here in Washington, D.C., our own very own Washington, D.C., they've said, perhaps this is one area we should look into. Are you ready for that kind of dough? The Senate version of the Farm Bill passed last month on a bipartisan vote would save about $2.3 billion per year, with $400 million coming from the food stamp program. And this is because they want to find the ways that ending abuses in the food stamp program, right there, tightening eligibility and ending the abuses in the food stamp program. That's how they want to say. Oh, that's a noble thought. It's a noble thought somebody should have had a long time ago, but it's a noble thought nonetheless. See what CBS News has to say.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. Penn State's internal investigation found the worst suspicions verified. Joe Paterno was a key part of covering up Jerry Sandusky's sins. Former FBI chief Louis Freeh led the probe.
The most powerful men at Penn State failed to take any steps for 14 years to protect the children who Sandusky victimized.
The university's reaction to the scathing report. CBS's Pam Coulter joins us live now. Pam.
Harley, Penn State trustees are owning up to the scandal that's engulfed the university.
We are accountable for what's happened here.
Task Force Chair Ken Frazier called the Freeh report sad and sobering and acknowledged the trustees had failed in their oversight responsibilities.
On a personal level, you should know that our hearts remain heavy and we are deeply ashamed.
Board Chair Karen Peet said the trustees will not resign but will work to implement needed policy and procedure changes so an event like this can never happen again. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
The U.S. is squeezing Iran tighter with economic sanctions. Details now, CBS's Dan Revive.
The Treasury Department says it's aiming at Iranian proliferation networks, which buy equipment for the missile program and for uranium enrichment in Iran. Three Iranians and one Austrian man, also 11 banks and what the U.S. calls front companies, are added to a blacklist. No U.S. citizens or banks can do business with those Iranians legally.
Word in Afghanistan, moderate Taliban figures have expressed some interest in a fragile peace process. Outgoing U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker also saying he does not think the country will descend into civil war after the U.S. and other forces pull out. Congressman Jesse Jackson's mysterious long medical leave of absence continues, and details are hen's teeth. His father, Reverend Jesse Jackson.
He is unwell. He's under medical supervision. He is regaining his strength.
Unlike some members of Congress who didn't show up for work or who sent a vote me present direction, Maine has a senator who always goes to work.
If good attendance matters, then Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins certainly deserved the applause she got from her Senate colleagues as she cast her 5,000th consecutive vote, meaning she hasn't missed a single roll call vote ever in her 15-year Senate career, Senate Leader Harry Reid.
But it's ridiculous, the example that she has set. Never miss any vote. I wish her the very best.
Only two senators have ever beaten that record. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Two mountain climbers are still missing under an avalanche along the sides of the massive or famous French peak Mont Blanc. The search has been called off for the time being out of fear of more avalanches. Officials think a climber knocked loose a slab of ice that started the snow sliding. Nine climbers were swept off the side of the mountain. A dozen were injured. Wall Street, the Dow down 24 points. NASDAQ off 22. This is CBS News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
The Pentagon gets no A's for brevity from Capitol Hill.
The Pentagon has been limiting its reports to Congress to just 10 pages, arguing it was to ensure they were clear, concise, and less costly. But some lawmakers weren't buying that, and so effective immediately.
There is no page limit. Congressional reports should be as long as necessary to ensure that they fully answer the questions posed by Congress.
Pentagon spokesman George Little. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee disputes any savings, insisting a recent 19-page report on China cost $85,000 to prepare, $12,000 more than last year's 70-page report. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, The Pentagon.
A few months ago, London Olympics organizers asked the Who's manager, Bill Kerbishley, to see if drummer Keith Moon would be available to perform. Kerbishley says he told him Keith lived up to the Who's famous line. Moon died back in 1978. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Roofing pros, right now at the Home Depot, buy a pallet of GAF shingles, including Timberline shingles with a lifetime limited warranty, and get your entire order, the shingles and any other supplies you need, delivered to your job site for free. You'll eliminate time-wasting supply runs and take your productivity through the roof, thanks to free delivery with any pallet of GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 15th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Sail on down the line, about half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice, you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Yes, I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. Happy, and you gave me nothing.
Lionel Richie, the Commodores, Sailor. And, of course, Lionel Richie went on to have just an amazing, fantastic solo career. And was a guest at the Mid-State Fair 1 year, too. All right, let's tell you what's going on as far as Spencer's Fresh Market is concerned. Now, here's some stuff I'm just trying to find some new things I want to tell you about. So here I've got some things that I want to tell you about. Here's John Morrell Meat Franks for just 99 cents for a 12-ounce package. John Morrell Sliced Ham, a 16-ounce package, for $3.39. And John Morrell Meat Bologna for just $1.49. That's 12 ounces. So if you want the, if you got your funny meats, there they are. Funny meats. There they are. Right there. Newton Sour Cream, $1.59. And then over here, Farmer John Liverwurst Brunschwager is $1.69. I'm a fan. I like liverwurst better than Brunschwager. And can I, did I tell you what the difference is? But you might like the taste of Brunschwager better. You have to make your, you have to try them both. You kind of have to do that. Brunschwager, besides all the stuff that they put in liverwurst and Brunschwager, kind of like the hot dogs and stuff, besides all that, what they include in the Brunschwager but not in the liverwurst are pig snouts. That's what I tell you. All right, so they have that. And then Land O'Lakes Fresh Buttery Taste Spread, $1.99 a pound. And then down here, I was looking especially in organic because I've used Stubbs Barbecue Sauce, and they have also their Marinator Moppin' Sauce. And Stubbs makes some good stuff. Cattle Brand Potato Chips are $2.79 a pound. The Stubbs is $2.99, $2.69 a pound for Beaver Mustard or Horseradish. Beaver. And Carr's Crackers are $3.49 right there. All right, then they got just, oh, they got this wonderful, delicious pastrami from Boar's Head. And the service deli, they got Pocino Deli King Roast Beef. That's just $5.99 a pound. Italian pasta salad is just $2.99 a pound. And they have hummus. They have Alpine Lace Swiss cheese for $5.99 a pound. And they got wild salmon. They have imitation crab flakes. They have Foss Farms chicken thighs and drumsticks. Don't forget, they always have, and here's something I said to Nancy. I don't think I've had one of these since I was a kid. Pork cutlets. The last time you had a pork cutlet. Anyway, $2.99 a pound. It's all there at Spencer's for you. And they don't forget they have a hot foods and stuff. So, you know, you get off of work some nights and you're saying, I'm just not in the mood, you know. And you go there and they got stuff already made from rotisserie chickens, of course, to meatloafs, to tri-tips, to all kinds of stuff. Spencer's Fresh Market's in 5 locations on the Central Coast in Atascadero, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Santa Maria, and Aurora Grande. Yes, I do shop at Spencer's. Yes, you do. Saves money. I like Spencer's a lot. I like some of the things that Spencer's has that nobody else has, too, by the way. Wickles Pickles. I mean, I don't want to keep mentioning the same thing. But that's not, I'll mention another one. Williams Country Gravy. All the other people that make country gravy, forget it. Go to Spencer's and get Williams Country Gravy. If you like biscuit and the gravy, you just like gravy on toast or just gravy for the fun of it, sausage gravy, there's where you want to get it. If you don't know how to make gravy, which I've read how to make it, I just don't do it. Here's the deal. Let me do a couple more of these things from News of the Weird by Chuck Shepard because they're just absolutely insane and it kind of cracks you up. Are you ready for this? London's Hayward Gallery staged an exhibition in June of invisible art, pieces that depended almost completely on the imagination of viewers. For example, 1,000 Hours of Staring by Tom Friedman is a blank piece of paper that Friedman eyeballed off and on for 5 years before deciding that the object was finished and display ready. Friedman also submitted an empty section of floor space, which he said was once cursed by a witch. Also, there's an Andy Warhol bare platform that looks like it should have something resting on it, but it doesn't. And by Yoko Ono, a typed set of instructions urging patrons to imagine some stuff. And somebody, the sad part, somebody will pay for this piece of paper. They will. They will. I mean, real money. Lastly, Germany's Spiegel Online reported in April that police in Hamburg charged a 33-year-old man with 96 burglaries based in part on his ear prints he left at each scene where he leaned against the front door to detect whether anyone was at home. DNA and fingerprints were also collected so that a police source, but ear prints are of similar value as fingerprints in terms of evidence. Hi from Chuck Shepard, News of the Weird, which I've always loved. I first got Chuck Shepard, Roland Sweet and Chuck Shepard. I first got introduced to these guys when somebody, we had an office Christmas party, and somebody bought me one of their books. And I had never heard of them until then, and I was like, holy cow, is these guys great. So that's that. Anything else in here? Let's check it out. Oh, well, they have a review. They have a review of a couple things, which I've loved the Ice Age movies, the two other Ice Age movies. So they have a review of this, the newest one, which is Ice Age Continental Drift. And they just love it. You know, they say it's just a lot of fun, and it just is. And then they have a picture here of Scrat, who's that funny little squirrely, you know, saber-toothed squirrel. And then they found an actual skeleton looked exactly like him. I can't get over that. All right, then they have the other big thing. They have they have a new one called Safety Is Not Guaranteed. It's kind of I don't know what it is. You have to read it. Anyway, but it's 4 stars. And the interesting thing about it is this girl looks so much. There's a picture of two guys and a girl, and the girl's name is Audrey Plaza. Have you ever seen Audrey Plaza? Now, I don't know if it's so in every picture, but in this picture or in person, in this picture she looks so much like Mackenzie Phillips, I can't believe it. That's what I thought it was. But it's not. All right. Halo's going to hit the big screen. This is one of the video game, right? And then and the Oscar goes to Batman. It could happen. Third film in Christopher Nolan's superhero trilogy has a shot at gold. They say it's awfully good. Very good. Very good. And there's other little things going on around town. And that's all right. I finished with that. I'm done with that. I'm done with that, by golly. Done, I say. Done, dang it. You see, I came across another story I thought we should know about on CNN. Right here. Hacked. Change your Yahoo password now. Hackers posted online what they say is a login information for more than 450,000 Yahoo users. The hack was meant to be a warning, according to the webpage where the documents were dumped. Let me see if we can find out what this is more. They don't have an interview or anything yet. Let me read it for you. The hack, which of course was conducted anonymously, was meant to be a warning, according to the webpage where the documents were dumped, in hope that the parties responsible for managing the security of this subdomain will take this as a wake-up call and not as a threat. A note on the page said, there have been many security holes exploited in web servers belonging to Yahoo Incorporated that have caused the great damage than our disclosure. Please do not take them lightly. Statement adds that the subdomain are vulnerable and the parameters and were used to hack the site were not posted to avoid further damage. Web page where the data was dumped was offline on much of Thursday morning, this morning. Yahoo confirmed on Thursday the hack of Yahoo Voices, parts of its news service, saying approximately 400,000 usernames and passwords were stolen. But in a written statement, the company said less than 5% of the breached Yahoo accounts had valid passports. Or passwords, I'm sorry, passwords. Passwords. What does that mean? But in a written statement, the company said that less than 5% of the breached Yahoo accounts had valid passwords. So they're trying to tell you, if you're with Yahoo, you're upset right now. They're trying to tell you, I think, that they're trying to tell us that that people haven't been using Yahoo or something or whatever, but it'd still be a valid password. I'm not buying that line. You can buy it if you want to. If you have a Yahoo password out there, like 450,000 were posted online, so you might want to get another one. I know you're supposed to have a different password for every website. How anybody in the world is supposed to remember that stuff? I have no idea, but I tell you stuff like that. And FBI reports on Zimmerman have been released. We'll see what they had to say there. George Zimmerman, charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, had a little hero complex, but was not a racist, a Stanford, Florida homicide investigator told federal agents, according to reports released today. Sip of water, please. In an interview with FBI agents in March, investigator Chris Serino told authorities he believed that Zimmerman's actions were not based on Martin's skin color, rather based on his attire, the total circumstance of the encounter, and the previous burglary suspects in the community. The report and other information is the second-degree murder case against Zimmerman released Thursday today by Special Prosecutor Angela Corey to Zimmerman's attorney. The U.S. Department of Justice took up a civil rights investigation following allegations that race played a part in the killing of Martin in February in a gated community in Sanford, Florida. The reports released Thursday did not draw conclusions in that investigation. So what does he have? He has a little hero complex. Well, I guess if you want to be a neighborhood watch commander, they'd have to have something like that, wouldn't you? But now we know for sure. In other news today, locally, a dramatic recount of hit and run. Remember this guy on a bicycle was hitting the Target parking lot? Anyway, he said he did a double pike. You know, the gymnastics movie did a double pike over the van that struck him in the Target's parking lot. It seems like a very strange story, to tell you the truth. The guy, there's something strange in this thing. If you get a chance to read it, you'll say to yourself, there's something strange in this story. There's people that are strange. There's activity that's strange. There's just strangeness. So anyway, the girl hit him with a car. She gets on 101, heads south, and they pick her up. And she's charged with, you know, assault with a deadly weapon with a car. Why she hit the guy, nobody knows at this point. Here's a big picture of showmanship at the Santa Barbara County Fair. You know, I have to, you know, when you're from Jersey, you don't understand this stuff at all. And I still will go. I'll go to the fair and I'll look at the animals, you know, just because Nancy likes to look at them. She had a brother that raised a pig. She had a rabbit or something. I don't know what she had. I don't know if she raised it for the fair or just had it. But anyway, I'm not going to get into it. So anyway, but the interesting thing is that I don't know that much about those things. I know they have hooves, and they're funny shaped. And the goat thing, I don't get at all. Okay. Don't understand that at all, the goat thing. All right, Coastal Dance flourishes from humble beginnings. Mother and daughter team went from a home garage to a 7,600-square-foot facility. This is in Kathy Schultz and her daughter, Tara Benke. I think I'm saying that right. Anyway, so they teach, they have five group studios and three private lesson rooms. And so that's pretty cool. So they have more than 300 students. The pair invested $200,000 in a new location. But it's just kind of neat that they're doing that well. And the school's theatrical program is led by artistic director Natalie Berryman, and its music director is Claudia Bissett. Let me read that again to you. The school's theater program is led by artist director Natalie Berryman, and its music director, Natalia, if you remember, was with Sorcerer Productions, and I have been wondering to myself, I've been saying, self, whatever happened to Sorcerer Productions? Where'd they go? Well, Natalia is here at this point at the dance studio, Coastal Dance. So what she does, they put together shows, I guess. All right. Now we know the answer to that. B of A's closed its branch in Cambria. So they're going to keep an ATM open on the side of the building. They do have two other banks in town. Okay. I think what's happening in our society today and in these troubled times, these troubled financial times, I think a lot of people are starting to say to other people, you know, when you're making twice as much as I am, there's something not right about it all. And so, you know, the unions feel like they're under siege, but here's the reason why. Here's one of the reasons why. There's an editorial by the Sacramento Bee. There's a lot of projects in California that you have to pay prevailing wages in. And prevailing wages supposedly are sort of what people are making, but it never is. It's what the unions usually charge. So, for instance, typically the worker waves the flag at a road construction site. If you ever wondered that, or digs ditches, is paid $43 an hour in Sacramento, under the state's privileged wage law, prevailing wage law. The market rate for the same worker on a private construction project is $25 an hour. Still isn't that bad for waving a flag. I got to get some of this work. Anyway, but so here's what they're saying. They're saying that cities, let me tell you how these things work. 121 California cities, including Sacramento, Folsom, and Roseville, are charter cities is what they're called. They're not general law cities. They're called charter cities. Under the state construction, they enjoy greater autonomy and have the right to set wage rates for public works paid with local funds, the Supreme Court now has ruled. So, this was through the state Supreme Court, by the way, has said this. So then the question, so they're saying to Sacramento, we urge you then to use, you know, regular labor and not prevailing wage labor for projects in Sacramento. And I'm stepping on my own tie on this, by the way, because I have a friend that is in a union and makes fortunes because he's in a union. And that's it. Okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. Boy, here Holly got flipped out here, I'll tell you that. She says, what is it going to take for people to get mad and demand that governments do something about climate change? There have been 41,000 temperature records broken already this year in the United States alone. Horrific wildfires, torrential floods, and devastating droughts are exacting an enormous economic and human toll. This is what climate change looks like, and it's only going to get worse with inaction. I'm fed up with the skeptics and climate change deniers sabotaging my home, my pocketbook, my future. I'm exasperated by people who refuse to lower their own carbon footprint. It's just plain selfish not to drive a fuel-efficient car. Mine was fuel-efficient when I got it. To eat less meat. I think I'm eating less meat. Adjust the thermostat. I don't have air conditioner or anything. Or not to make the many other small lifestyle changes that allow us to share the planet more. And she says CFLs, too. And I use those. It's high time to step up both personal and collective action to solve the problem. Well, of course, a lot of us are using CFLs because from time to time, well, at Pismo Bob's in Pismo Beach, they were, you know, you could get $100 worth of light bulbs for $5 or $80 or something worth of light bulbs for $5. And, you know, they're sort of passing out the CFLs as, you know, they're being paid for by power companies and different people to try to say, okay, this is going to save us money and save you money and save everybody money. And so that's the idea. So, you know, when somebody's telling me I got to pay, you know, a dollar for five light bulbs, I'm like, okay, I'll take those. The really, really best light bulbs you can buy, because they last 27 years, are the 10,000 hours, are the LEDs. But they're still pricey. I think they're still pricey because they can be. Not because they actually are pricey to manufacture anything. I just think that they can get what they can get for them because they can get what they can get for them.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to San Luis Obispo. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to the Embassy Suites in San Luis Obispo on Thursday, July 19th for one day only. Reserve your seat now at richdadcalifornia.com or call 1-800-395-4490. That's 1-800-395-4490. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-800-395-4490 or visit us at richdadcalifornia.com today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level, independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at starautomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the Star on your car.
Why I'm easy like Sunday morning.
I'm easy myself, to tell you the truth, as a Sunday morning. You're Bill Bank of Talkers Chief, Friends and Neighbors Network, and I'm enjoying the Commodores today, and I hope you are too. All right. We're going to get kind of more upbeat when we leave today with the Commodores, a little bit more upbeat when we leave. All right, so let me tell you what's happened. I have put the bug in the ear of the boss about, you know, what can we do about the telephone situation here, and so now he's going to investigate. Yeah, he said that. I don't know if he's going to do it yet or not. It's going to take a while. I'm not expecting anything right away. So I'm telling you, but eventually here, maybe something really good could happen. All right. Let's see what else has happened in CNN land, because there's a lot of stuff there. One chimp killed, another tranquilized. Where was that? And why was it? Probably they were attacking somebody. I wouldn't get near a chimpanzee again my whole life if I hadn't been one near one before. But if I had the opportunity, I'd say, no, I don't want to be near the chimpanzee. Mortgage rate falls to a record 3.56%. Yowzer. Uh-oh, here we go. Wait a minute. This was in Time magazine. Uh-oh. The cat's out of the bag, maybe. Or the guy's just trying to sell a book. Be prepared for what I'm about to tell you. Could I have a drum roll, please? Roswell really happened, says former CIA agent. A 35-year agency veteran says he knows what went down in New Mexico's desert 65 years ago and coincidentally has a new book to promote. Yep, okay, I thought so. All right, let's see what he has to say. What happened to Roswell 65 years ago? Maybe a conspiracy theorist's greatest mystery. Now one former CIA agent says he has an information against himself. We can listen to the video first and see. Okay, let's do the video. Now, remember, I don't know if I will first hear the video or an ad first. I click on it, and whatever comes up. But then we'll get to the story.
It starts with a lightning storm. Here it is, 1947, the first week in July. A huge lightning storm takes down a so-called flying disc on a rancher's property outside Roswell, New Mexico. And the man who finds it, his name is W.W. Mac Brazel. He's a former really successful cowboy. And he takes this wreckage to the sheriff, who in turn takes the wreckage to the Roswell Army Airfield. And at the time, the 509th Bomb Group that is stationed at the Roswell Army Airfield is the only bomber unit that is actually equipped to carry nuclear weapons. And the military intelligence sends one of its officers to a local news station in Roswell with alarming news. And so this press release has legs, and it picks up a lot of attention, and people are very interested in this. And then, 3 hours later, the military intelligence from the Roswell Army Airfield sends that same officer back to the news station to say, oops, it actually wasn't a flying disc, it was a balloon. That idea, the idea of, oh, people, nothing happened, move along, go back to your business, it wasn't a flying disc, it was simply a weather balloon, that idea actually took hold, and people forgot about Roswell, New Mexico, for 31 years. And that all changed in the early 80s, after a ufologist named Stan Friedman, who is also a nuclear physicist, began to interview eyewitnesses who had been privy to this event back in 1947, who told these researchers, these UFO researchers, that they had kept their mouth shut because they'd been threatened by the government. And so in the early 1980s, when this came out in the form of a book, the Roswell story became front and center for many people. And about that same time, a man emerged from Area 51 claiming to have seen a flying saucer there and maybe a small alien being. And this became the link between Roswell, New Mexico, and Area 51. So I was the first journalist that had 74 men who had worked at Area 51 go on the record with me about what it was like at this secret military facility. One of my sources, who was a nuclear weapons engineer, whose credentials were impeccable to me, who had been with the Atomic Energy Commission for several decades, including work on the Manhattan Project, tells me the flying disc that landed at Roswell had not been sent from outer space, but had in fact been sent by Stalin. He wanted to have as a warning shot over Truman's bow. Do I know what my source told me is true? I don't know that any amount of information that comes out will satisfy all the different so-called horses in the race, because people now have their own ideas about Roswell and what it means to them, and they don't necessarily want to let go of that. I mean, this is part of American culture. It is something that means a lot to a lot of people, and it means very different things to millions of people.
Something was her name. Anyway, so she was the one that did all the interview. Now, here's what else they have to say. So this happened on July 8th, 1947. Something did land in Roswell, they agree. At first, the government said it was a flying disc, but quickly changed it to a weather balloon. Then it goes on to say it was not a damn weather balloon. Who was this guy? And here's ex-CIA agent Chase Brandon is the guy that we're talking about that's written this book. Said he knows what really happened. It was not a weather balloon, he said. I use that other word, though. It was a craft that clearly did not come from this planet. The 35-year agency veteran was a covert agent involved in international terrorism, counterinsurgency, global narcotics trafficking, and weapons smuggling, and spent 10 years as the agency's first entertainment and publication industries liaison. Oh, whatever that was. Full disclosure, before we storm the barricade, Brandon is promoting the Kryptos Conundrum, a new novel that his website describes as a sci-fi political conspiracy thriller about CIA cover-up the Roswell UFO crash. Sometime near the end of his service while he was the entertainment liaison, Brandon walked into the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and found something he did not expect in a restricted section of old documents called the Historical Intelligence Collection. One of the boxes had a single word written on it, Roswell. I took the box down, lifted the lid up, rummaged around inside, put the box back on the shelf, and said, "My God, it really happened," he said. The former agent reported seeing some written material and some photographs, but will not reveal what else he saw. But it absolutely, for me, was the single validating moment that everything I had believed and know that so many other people believed had happened truly is what occurred, Brandon said. Although he said he believes he hasn't violated CIA policy by talking to Huffington Post about the discovery, he was clear that he would not say anything more. "I will go to my grave being mindful of the two hats that I wear, my personal one and that which forever reside on my head as a former CIA officer." We'll see. This is a big bunch of nothing. Heck with you, pal. All right. Now, here's headlines off to the side. This is a news feed from Time.com. Okay? I'm serious. Roswell was first. Girl who emailed Nick Cage photo instead of resume gets two job offers. Man assaults girlfriend with steak sauce over 50 Shades of Grey. This is supposed to be serious stuff, too. Man finds stolen car on eBay 4 decades later. I think we talked about that story. And then the rest is all kind of, normal news. That certainly wasn't normal, but anyway, that was an interesting story, I thought. Okay. Oh, you better find out about this story here. Here's a guy. A man gets sucked out of a sunroof. How does that happen? First off, you have to have a sunroof, I think, unless it was much more powerful than we think, whatever it was that did it. We're going to find out here when it loads up. It says, man pull out a sunroof. We're about to find out.
So, Wolf, do you have a sunroof in
Yes.
your car? I do. So we are both going to be very thankful for that after seeing this wild video from England. I want you to watch this car. It crashes into a wall. We're going to show you the video. And then you will see a man flip out of the sunroof. You see it right there? His girlfriend is driving and lost control of the car, and a security camera captured it all. He casually gets up, adjusts his shirt, and walks away. I can giggle because we're told he is just fine. Our director had a very good point. We should go to Las Vegas with that guy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's very lucky.
He's lucky to be okay.
That's an amazing video.
Goes right through the sun.
Right? Don't try this at home.
All right, here's what's wrong. The headline said, "Watch a man get sucked out of his car, the sunroof." He didn't get sucked out. He fell out. That changed things a little bit, didn't it? I was wondering what the sucky thing was. Okay. Other things going on. Here's a fun story. We have to do these fun stories because they're just so absurd that, we'd be remiss to not share them with each other. I know you'd share them with me. Here's a guy that screwed up big time somehow. Only the world's thinnest. After this ad from Samsung computers.
Up to a 10-hour battery life, and with a 9.1-second boot time, it's pretty quick on the draw, too. It's time to clear the air.
That's about 40,000 square feet.
What a nice patch of grass Rob Olson has grown.
2.5-acre lot.
Just not much of it left.
Well, if this is what you wanted to do, it sure worked.
Just over a week ago, Olson walked into his local garden center looking for weed killer. He says three employees consulted with him on his needs.
I bought five bottles at $35 a bottle.
But what he thought was weed killer contained a pre-emergent grass killer, too. Sold in bottles, he believes, contributed to both his and the employees' confusion.
This one is the everything killer. This one is the weed killer.
And it gets worse. Olson's two youngest sons have cystic fibrosis. His family hosts an annual fundraiser in their yard that raised $20,000 last year for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, a fundraiser set for later this month, now canceled.
How easy the grass is coming out.
Knowing this will turn to dirt and possibly mud.
They've determined that they can't put sod on it or that will die as well. We looked at probably 15 different places to try to find for that day, and I just couldn't find anything.
A spokesperson for Fertilome, the brand Olson purchased, told us the information he needed is in a booklet fixed to the back of the bottle. Olson found the precaution on the second of eight pages.
Do not spray on desirable plants, do not use in lawns or lawn renovation.
But still he wonders, why not more upfront like this similar product he later found at the same store?
I think the packaging should say right on it, this will kill your lawn.
It will. And it did.
Dang. It will. It did. Got that, Fred? Anyway, that was really, pretty amazing thing right there, I thought. Wow. That was a lot of lawn that was killed. But it saved him a lot of money on watering. So that's the failure of both sides right there. All right, other things that are going on. Well, I guess one of the big news stories yesterday was San Bernardino filed bankruptcy. So they're the third city right now, Stockton and Mammoth Lakes. So, here's another big story. Police can be sued in the UC Davis crackdown. Court rules police can be held liable after a student is hurt by pepper spray. And so there was a student who was an athlete and was on a scholarship anyway. So once he got whapped in the eye, he couldn't do what he was supposed to do. So he left school. Anyway, there was a party situation here. This is not the same thing, I don't think, the UC Davis thing. Is it the same incident where they just sprayed it right in people's eyes? It doesn't seem like the same thing, but I could be wrong. They had this picture of this derailed freight train in Columbus, Ohio. I mean, boy, when this thing derailed, it derailed. Holy cow. Anyhow, so they're... What do? I guess they must use helicopters or something to get those things picked up. Anyway, they were carrying, when they had something was in it that started burning, they had a ethanol, and it started to burn. They said, well, we're going to let it burn for a while. Okay. Okay, then. Okay. Governor Jerry Brown has issued a furlough order Wednesday for more than 11,000 California workers whose unions have yet to reach a deal for a 5% wage cut. Saying, well, here, we're going to cut this anyway. People in pinnipeds won't be mixing at San Diego Beach after the next round of the Great Southern California Seal Fight. The California Coast Commission voted unanimously Wednesday to keep up a rope barrier year-round for at least 3 years to discourage people from annoying harbor seals and the water at Children's Pool La Jolla Cove used by the seals during breeding season. Currently, all but 3 feet of the Children's Pool is roped off from December to May when animals give birth. Yeah, there's this thing going on, as you know. There's a thing going on with sharks lately, and it's happening. There's like another story today about sharks and people, and it's not quite right. And so the other thing we know that's going on is that our seal population is exploding. And so you, at some point, you say to yourself, when, you know, we don't ever let nature take its course anyway. So now that we've already botched it up somehow, you know, how do you unbotch it? And if you keep having the seals have more seals, that can't work, can it? Sweltering SoCal faces risk of fire and heat stroke. So they're saying that people down there got to really be careful. And, of course, the biggest people that have to be careful, the guys fighting these fires that have to go out. San Diego County deputies were unable to save a 19-year-old woman who died Monday after she was found unconscious with possible signs of heat stroke on a hiking trail near Cedar Creek Falls. So that's the other thing they're telling people when they go out recreationally. Make sure they have everything they need to have. Speaking of hydration and all that, tomorrow we're going to have Karen Vili on at noon o'clock, right after noon, 12:05, 12:06. We're going to have Karen on. And then at 1 o'clock, 1:05, 1:06, we're going to have Chris Galloway is going to be here. And Chris is one of the owners of Slow Roasted Coffee. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But he's also teaches survival skills at a special, at all different, these different places. And lots of people sign up. And he's going to be doing one here in the near future. And so we're going to get him in here and talk to him about what's involved in that. He's the guy I've always said, you know, if something terrible goes down, I expect him to wait for me to get from San Luis to Los Osos so I can go in with his group. It's the only chance I have. It's the only chance I've got. Yeah, I was a Boy Scout, but they didn't teach anything. They taught you how to cook frozen peas, you know, and Dinny Moore beef stew. What's the chance of finding that out there on the trail? Not very good, I don't think. It's not good. I don't think it's good at all. All right. I think that's it for today. I think we need to have some. We need to have some thank yous for, you know, this day that we spent together.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is.
Thank you for being a fiend, and we'll get together again tomorrow at 12 noon. We'll have our Friday together, and I look forward to it. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Scandal could not have been more scathing. Trustee Kenneth Frazier says they are deeply ashamed.
The Penn State Board of Trustees failed in our obligation
to
provide proper oversight of the university's operations.
The investigation, led by former FBI Chief Louis Free, found that university's top officials, including Joe Paterno, knew for years that Sandusky was abusing